Hi, it's November 4, the day in 1922 when the tomb of Tutankhamun was discovered.
He was a kid, 9, 10, 11 years old, the little-known, relatively minor pharaoh. This young boy king became one of the most powerful symbols in Egyptological history.
The Beatles played at the Royal Variety Performance on this day in 1963. It was the show when John Lennon said this memorable line.
For the people in the cheaper seats, clap your hands. And the rest of you, if you just rattle your jewellery.
And Barack Obama was elected US president in 2008.
We are and always will be the United States of America.
Stacks of birthdays today, starting with Aussie acting and singing legend Barry Crocker. He's 85. From chart hits to the Barry McKenzie movies and hosting TV shows, he's done it all. And gave us, of course, the Neighbours theme.
Everybody needs good neighbors.
Loretta Swit is 83, famous for playing Hot Lips Houlihan on MASH.
I'm just as much a major as any other major.
Legendary Australian wicketkeeper batsman Rodney Marsh turns 73.
Magnificently caught. What a great catch by Rodney Marsh. That is unbelievable.
Former Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott is 63 today.
I'd rather be a loser than a quitter.
Can you believe the Karate Kid, Ralph Macchio, is 59.
Mr. Miyagi, we did it! We did it! All right!
Actor Matthew McConaughey celebrates his 51st birthday today, won a Best Actor Oscar for his role in Dallas Buyers Club.
One of them is something to look up to, another is something to look forward to, and another is someone to chase.
And Sean Combs, a.k.a. Puff Daddy, a.k.a. P. Diddy, a.k.a. Diddy, is also 51.
I know you're still living your life after death.
Finally, it's the anniversary of the tragic death of Australian singer-songwriter James Freud. The former member of The Models died just a week after his band were inducted into the ARIA Hall of Fame in 2010. Remembering James Freud on November 4.